Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I am enthralled, if you would. I am distracted, enthralled, whatever you want to call it, when it comes to these riots. You can't call them. Come on. You can't call them anything else. They're riots, period. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that that we're spending together, right? I hope you do, too. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being involved and engaged. Hey, sign up for the weekly email blast. Okay, head over to the website, therealside.com. Just give me your email address. If you really hate them, you really think they're a waste of your time, well, just stop taking them. It's really that simple. Just stop taking them. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, we have got a lot going on. And I mean a lot. And you can't chase every little thing that's out there. You can't chase everything that's making you nuts. I mean, otherwise, frankly and honestly, you're not going to get anything done. Right? You're going to drive yourself nuts. Most people do. So find one thing that you're hot on. Find one thing that's driving you totally and utterly out of your mind. And you have the passion and go after it. Go, boy, that didn't sound like English. Go after it. Now, Kevin McGarry is going to join me after the on the other side of the break. He's an entrepreneur, an author, a public speaker. He's also the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. Wow, there's a Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. Just that in and of itself is a move of God. You need to understand that. So the Frederick Douglass Foundation, for those of you who don't know, it's a political organization. It's committed to providing political advocacy, educate, empower communities of color. Right? I mean, what the real role of government is, what they should be doing, what they should be, pushing and talking about supporting. It's also they also teach you how to be a free thinker. You know, the Democrats keep telling the black community, I play the clips here on a regular basis, they keep telling the black community what they should think, how they should think, and that they're going to protect them. They keep trying to get them to believe. Why do they need your protection? Matter of fact, it was so bad, you guys were so bad, that the protection that was needed was actually protection from the Democrats. That's we have the KKK with Democrats. So who do you think stepped in to help out? It was a Republican. So this is an education thing. You've been hearing it for the last few days. This is an education issue. These kids, these young people don't know how to push back because they don't have an education. They don't have the right education. They don't know history. And frankly, they don't know how to push back. They have raised, we have raised, you have raised, whatever, however you want to say it, a group of snowflakes. Come on, seriously. There's no other way around it. And until you decide to get tough with your kids, and I don't mean nasty or mean, and you know that, so please don't play that on me. But until you decide to get, really get with the program and teach your kids the reality behind this, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to get any better. These kids are going to get worse. Sorry, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. Because we have been on the air, I guess we're coming into our 12th year. And we have talked about this over and over and over again. What they say ad nauseum. And many of you sit behind your Facebook warrior board, their keyboard, whatever. And you go and you make some really good comments. You really slap somebody around online. And what you need to do, really need to do, is look around in your community. Help find a leader in your community that will help you and help them get elected so they can help build your community up and make it strong again. A lot of these little cities and towns didn't start from weakness. I grew up in New England. A lot of those towns have their own stories as how they came about, how they came into being. And it wasn't because they were a bunch of weak people who didn't know any better, because they wanted more. They were strong people who wanted more. Go figure that one out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, President Trump, and you're seeing more and more of black Americans come out and say, okay, this is a joke. I've had it. Enough. We can think for ourselves. We can do for ourselves. We don't need you wiping our butt, so to speak. And it's exactly what they'd like you to believe. Don't you agree? Look, you can't have voter ID laws because it's voter suppression, but it's not because they're illiterate or anything, but they make it believe that. Right? Don't they always talk about? I always love this. Well, they don't have ID. Why? Because they don't know where to get it? I mean, seriously, they don't know where to get it. They don't know how to get on a bus. They don't know how to do any of that stuff, apparently. Just listen, they'll tell you that. The Dems will tell you that. And it's racist for you to expect them to be like that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is it still a war on women? On blacks? Hispanics? We're going to find out on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning growing population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot. And a lot of people smarter than I am in the chat room there that you're going to have a good time with. I mean, seriously. You know, if you guys don't like the conversation we're having, which I doubt. But if you don't like the conversation, there's always something going on. There's always a recipe going on in the chat room. There's ones going on Facebook and our website as well. Again, you can watch live and chat on the show at the same time. All right. I've asked Kevin McGarry to come on with me. He's an entrepreneur, author, public speaker. He's also the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California, which is I'm amazed that there's enough people that want to join a Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. I think he found a niche there. So, Kevin, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I really appreciate the invite.
Oh, hey, listen, talking with other people who know you, we're on the same page on a lot of things, and I just wanted to bring you on because, you know, it's really funny, Kevin, and I didn't bring you on just because you happen to be a black man, but I always say the same thing. When I talk about women's issues, I talk about black issues, I get these nasty emails that, well, you're not black, you don't know what it's like, you can't talk about our issues, you're not a woman, you can't talk about it. It's like, stop it. Yes, I can. I can talk about issues that deal with human people on a regular basis, but hey, if you want a woman, if you want a black person, that's easy. But this is, but it's not the point. You know, it just infuriates me.
It's not the point. And actually, you know, I got the perfect comeback because,
give it to me.
As I speak on women's issues, I say, okay, well, why don't you just pretend I'm gender fluid and I'm speaking to you as a woman right now. How's that? So you can say, look, I'm ethnofluid and I'm speaking to you as a black man.
I like that. I'm gonna identify as black today. So there you go, right?
And there you go.
No,
and so the left back right in there is ask him, hey, how do you know I'm not black? How do you know I'm not a woman?
I think that's great. Yeah, no, perfect. Hey, listen, you know, one of the things I've been screaming about is and I'm getting a lot of nasties on it, so I hope we're on the same page on this, but it's like Black Lives Matter to me is a fake organization, and I say that because they talk about how many black men have been killed, murdered at the hands of the police. The numbers they're using, I don't know where they're getting them from. And yet Chicago last week, in one 24-hour period, more young black men were killed than have been killed by police in 2 years. So if they really cared about black lives, why isn't Sharpton and Jackson taking the old bus up to Chicago and trying to help fix that, or Obama go in there? Do they really care about black lives in your estimation?
Well, so let me make a distinction here, because right now I think that what happens is Black Lives Matter is an organization, and they also have a certain semantical nomenclature that goes along with the Black Lives Matter. So, So let's separate the two. There's an organization, one, and then there's the term Black Lives Matter.
Okay, that's fair.
So when you look at the issue, I don't like to conflate the two because they are not the same. You have people that have, in my parents' generation, that have experienced things, and they know a lot of people who had experiences with the police, and then, of course, with the media ginning up every single police story and every single police officer that does any type of brutality. It's all ginned up to emotionalize the black community, and so there is a certain perspective that is generated in people who have had experience, legitimate.
Right.
Now, you know, we may not think it's legitimate. That doesn't matter. It's their experience. And in their experience, there's a distrust for police. Now, again, some of it's manufactured by media, some of it's manufactured by other places, and then their own experiences and stories they've heard and et cetera. But it is legitimate in their mind. And so for that, I don't want to dismiss Black Lives Matter. Now, I do understand that there's a lot of people that have not had those experiences that say that the whole thing, whether it's the organization or whether it's the name and nomenclature, that's all a farce. So what I would say, because we in the body of Christ, we who are Christians, want to be sensitive and compassionate to the experiences of others, and we want to care for those that have been hurt or burdened by their experiences. So, in order to come alongside, I found a way to help people to kind of understand the sentiment, and it is this: Black Lives Matter, DOO. Because when I talk to these people who have had these experiences, their biggest gripe is we're still seeing these instances occur, and we're still not seeing that they treat us exactly like they treat other people. And so it is not the black power exclusive, we're at the top of the heap, we're the big dogs, treat us special. It is more of an inclusive notion that Black Lives Matter too. Treat us like you treat other people. Treat us with respect when you stop us. That's
Kevin,
the plea.
And so, I can't even sit down. And if I want to have, now I've got a lot of black friends and people know who I am, and I have good relationships with a lot of people. Well, they're on the far left. I don't have good relationships with them, but there are a lot of friends I have, and even one of the first conversations you and I had. I mean, how do I know unless I'm allowed to ask the question? How do I know unless I'm allowed to ask you? Well, okay, so what experiences have you had or along those lines? They get livid if you even question. Or throw out real numbers or anything along that line. So how do we have dialogue so we can get better at this, if you would?
Yes, exactly. So the way you do that is how I'm just presented as a potential solution. Say, look, I understand you're feeling like Black Lives Matter too. You're not saying Black Lives Matter at the exclusion of every other, you're not saying that no other lives matter except black lives.
Right.
You're saying that you want to be treated like black lives matter too. I get that. Can you tell me about your experiences? Because that's where we're missing it. And that needs to be the pervasive mindset of law enforcement. So, you know, the Bible talks about, don't give the best seat to the one who is rich and has his nice clothing and all of this, but give it to the least, right? So, in that same vein, we're seeing it played out when people are stopped. They're feeling that they're being maligned because they're not of the chosen race or the chosen, you know, demographic.
Okay.
And so that, too, is a strategic weapon.
Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a celebration of life at Houston's Fountain of Praise Church. Hundreds of friends, family, politicians, and celebrities gathered to say goodbye to George Floyd, who died 2 weeks ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Police officers saluted as George Floyd's casket was carried into the church. The family members all wore white for the private service in the city where George Floyd grew up.
I just want to say that I'm going to miss my brother a whole lot. And I love you.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This was not just a tragedy. It was a crime.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're on the air with us, and whether you're texting us, tweeting us, or just being involved. You know, we have an app I guess it's called the Apple Store or wherever it is, iTunes, and the same thing with Google. You can go up there if you're in an area where you can't get the show. It's not on a radio station. You can always get it on your app. And that way, there you get, and the app is great. I must say so myself, because you get the stories that we post on a daily basis. You can watch the show live. You can interact with the others during the show. You can call the show with the press of a button. So I kind of try to make it brainless for you, so you don't really have to think about it. But really, you should be able to get the show locally on your local radio station. So if they don't carry the show, ask them why not. Ask them what's wrong with them. And if they don't give you the answer we're looking for, and you know what the answer we're looking for is, call me. Let me know. I'll give them a holler, and we'll get it all worked out, I promise you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, otherwise, this is like boring. It's just me talking to myself. I've asked Kevin McGarry to join me. He's an entrepreneur, an author, a public speaker. He's also the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. I got to tell you, Kevin, did you really have to scrape to do that? I mean, the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. Man, it must have been 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, we're going to hit more of that in a few minutes. But what I want to talk to you about is, again, let's get back to BLM, the organization, because what we see on TV, what we're seeing on a regular basis, is almost shades of the Black Panthers of the 60s and 70s. But what's the organization itself like?
Yeah. So, again, the way that we show compassion and grieve with those who are grieving is to understand when they say Black Lives Matter, we should understand and internalize Black Lives Matter, too. We get it. They're not equally treated, so we understand that. Now, the organization is a separate entity, and we should treat it as separate. It has nothing really to do with the nomenclature or the motto of Black Lives Matter. It is an organization that is stood up and fully funded by the most radical of leftists on the planet, really. And, you know, we know that they have tentacles. George Soros has tentacles in there, and all of the most radical far left leftists are funding that organization. Now, I don't want to just throw those out as if people will understand what that means. I believe that we should always look for the fruit of what they do. So what have they done, irrespective of who's funding them, what have they done to help or to hurt the cause of Black Lives Mattering? So let's just take a look at that objectively and completely so we could really kind of build our own assessment. First of all, if Black lives really, really mattered, and if that was fundamentally, foundationally a part of their actual vision, they would be the first ones marching down the streets of Chicago. For years they would have done this. They would have encouraged Obama to march with them. They would have been, definitely have been doing it for years to encourage blacks to stop murdering one another in the streets of Chicago. Chicago is breaking records now every weekend, and it's horrifying. It's terrible. And they would do that. Number two, if black lives really mattered to them, they would be the first ones at every Planned Parenthood in the country protesting.
I'm so glad you said that. Go ahead, keep going.
Because I mean, it's the oldest. Well, not the oldest. It's one of the oldest, most institutionalized, systemically racist organizations in the country. And the mask was off when their founder founded Planned Parenthood. She says, we don't want blacks to know that we're in business to exterminate the black population. That was her words, Margaret Sanger.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
that. Hey, wait a minute. I'm going to ask you to pause for a second. I want you to think about how proud Hillary Clinton and others were to receive the Margaret Sanger Award. And actually called the black population undesirables.
Yes. Absolutely she did. Well, you know, Hillary herself called us super predators and all that kind of stuff, too. So they're sympathetical. You know, they could talk and a lot of people don't interrogate what they've said or what they've done and how they've decimated our community. But the bottom line is, the most evil organization in the country right now that has a clear pattern of systemic racism, since everybody wants to use that term, is Planned Parenthood. And it's not even close. It's not even close. And they're murdering hundreds of thousands of black children every year. Now, if you had a sense of sensibility, either as a Christian or just as a, maybe you're a secular humanist, I don't know. But if you really cared about black lives, that should incense you. That should incense you. Because that organization was founded based upon exterminating black lives. That was the justification for Planned Parenthood, according to their founder. So that's number one. So, you know, if black lives really mattered to the organization, and I'm talking to organization, not to the motto, but to the organization, they would do those two things. They would be marching down Chicago every weekend to make sure that they stem the tide of the slaughter. And they would definitely make sure to march and have all of their chapters marching and protesting outside of Planned Parenthood across the country, as opposed to marching with Planned Parenthood and locking arms in arms with Planned Parenthood. Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood, to tell you how nefarious, dubious, and satanic this movement is I was actually marching for life in Oakland a couple of years ago, and Black Lives Matter came and counter-protested me standing up for Black Lives. And
how dare
all
you?
The people from Black Lives, all the people from Black Lives Matter was white. It was the most bizarre. You talk about a crazy scenario. You had all these black men and pastors standing up for life, being counter-protested by Black Lives Matter with all whites on that side. It's like, what happened here?
Just amazing.
This is how incredibly nefarious this organization is. So now we have all. So here's the danger.
But Kevin, wait a minute, back up for a second. They target black communities. They go to the inner cities. They target and again, you ask people why. What is their? You know, this is going to get me in trouble, but I don't care. So, what's your perception of the black community when you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, okay, we make money by doing abortions, so we have to be in areas where they're sexually promiscuous, where they're getting pregnant, they have no way out, and, oh, I know, we'll go to the black community. I mean, what does that say?
Right. Well,
right?
No, it's even worse than that. If you look at that, if you look at the way you described it, you can almost see that there's a plausible potential business case. Let me give you some stats that go along with that, and that will clearly confirm how diabolical this is. Blacks make up 13% of the population. Of the 13%, 6.5%, let's say, are women. Half are women. Of the half that are women, a childbearing age is 15 to 44. So half of the women are 15 to 44. So let's say 3%. 3%. Of an available demographic, and you strategically put 80 to 90% of your services for a 3% demographic, and now that 3% demographic makes up 40% of all the abortions you do on an annual basis. This is systematic black genocide. It's racist to the core. If they were not racist, you know what they would do? All the demographic research is done. They would simply put Planned Parenthoods on the back end of every single Walmart in the country to serve women. If they weren't racist, but because they are racist, they put them, strategically position them in the black community so their founder, Margaret Sanger, can applaud as she, you know, she rocks.
Yeah, and again, we have her speeches from the KKK. This is why it's almost like a sickness with some of these people who applaud her. And we got to go for a quick break, anyway. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you people with us. Don't go far. We get a lot more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I always tell you the same thing. On the show, I always say that when we're dealing with particular issues, you can't. I dislike. I won't say hate. I dislike some of these radio guys, radio gals, whatever is okay to say. I'll say what I want though. They talk about things like they're experts in these areas. We're not experts in every area. We have more time to read. We have more time than you do because some of you guys, your job is 8 to 5. My job 8 to 5 is this. So we have more time to read and study and bring people in and understand what's going on. You have to get information. Don't just spew what comes across Twitter. Don't go check, you know, in my case, the local and or the state Republican Party and see what they're saying about a particular issue. Find out for yourself. Get the truth. Get the understanding, and then speak to it. Otherwise, you're no different than they are. You're no different than the people that you've been fighting and saying, no, don't listen to them because they don't do any research. Well, you don't either if all you do is read the statement off your phone that somebody else made in your party. Now, when it comes to BLM, we don't know everything about them. I mean, they've been around for a while. I don't like what I see on TV, but then again, I don't like what I see when they put things on there about us and the Republicans and conservatives and Christians.
So I don't know the truth, but I could bring people on that have a clue, and that's what you should be looking for. Look for those commentators that are bringing people on to have a clue and allowing them to speak. So I've asked Kevin McGarry to join me. He's an entrepreneur, author, and public speaker. He's also the chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. And, Kevin, before we get rolling here, because I'm sure there's a few people that are ignorant to what the Frederick Douglass Foundation is, tell them.
The Frederick Douglass Foundation was founded on the premise that we wanted to carry out and help carry out the legacy of the Honorable Frederick Douglass. He is one of those quintessential American heroes and patriots that a lot of people either forgot about or hadn't heard enough about, but his legacy and his history is absolutely incredible. He was the one that stood side by side with President Lincoln to get Emancipation Proclamation done. He was the one that encouraged Lincoln, actually, to do Emancipation Proclamation via executive order. So he was very instrumental in our history. He's also the one who says, I'm a black dyed-in-the-wool Republican because it's the only party of freedom and progress. And he was actually fully indoctrinated before making that statement in the Democrat Party. He was with the Northern Democrats. But after he began to read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and understand the foundational principles of America, he was so happy to wrap himself in the flag and stand up for truth and justice in accordance with the Republican Party. So anyway, we try to help people connect with that reality of who he was, and we go out, especially to urban churches, and help them to kind of get on with the legacy of this honorable man and help them to understand how they could, you know, better represent the issues of the day if they at least had a mindset that was a little bit more, a little less predictable and a little bit more free-thinking.
You know, it's some people don't know, and I won't go into depth of it, I'm sure you know, about John Quincy Adams and his influence on anti-slavery, and that he, you know, he fought against slavery for quite some time, to the point where he irritated Congress so much that they issued, I think it was a gag rule of some kind. It was a rule that wouldn't allow him to bring up the anti-slavery legislation anymore, you know?
Right.
And I always thought that was kind of interesting, you know? It's like, oh, here he comes again. He's got those papers in his hand and what have you. And I've read, I don't know how true this is because I haven't done all the work on it, but I've read he had quite an influence on Abraham Lincoln's, you know, push to get rid of slavery. Do you know what I mean? So, there's little pieces of history. They don't teach us anymore. Or I don't even know if they taught it back then, you know. But I know we're not teaching our kids that. You know, before we get into something else here, you and I were talking about something during the break. I've talked about it forever on the show. And I say, look, the Democrats who say they love the inner city kids, they love black, Hispanic, whatever. The kids that take the biggest beating in education are the inner city kids, and the teachers get paid, and it's run by Democrats. And I want to beat that point home. Run by Democrats who say they have to have a good education. A lot of their schools have high dropout rates. And you know what? You know what this reminds me of? In some of the work that I've done. Go back to the Jim Crow days. All right? You couldn't teach a black person how to read. You couldn't educate a black person because they were afraid if they had an education, they would figure out how to get out of the situation that they were in. I'm looking at education today and saying they knew exactly what they were doing when they started, you know, dumbing down education, especially here in California. You agree with that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If the other organization that has, in my opinion, systemic racism from its root through today is the Democrat Party. So we should defund Democrats. And I don't say that cavalierly. I'm not trying to be cute with it. I am talking factually because the Democrat Party, quite honestly, and I don't care how many blacks they have in the party, that's beside the point. If you just look at the fruit of the Democrat Party and you see how they continue to, even though they started slavery in the Democrat Party and they popularized it and they made sure it went on as long as possible, and they started the KKK to kind of keep anybody that would get out of line, keep them in line. But the reality is, even today, with their embrace of Planned Parenthood, which is the other systematic racist organization, they will not let African Americans, blacks and or Hispanics, be educated freely. They want to control the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care that we're dropping out in record numbers, because the reality is, as you're alluding to, is if we can keep this segment dependent, then guess what? It's just like if we have a fully dependent child, we can set the rules. We say, you got to be home by X time. You got to, can I go play? Oh, well, you got to be, and so it's the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Dependency is what they want. And they know that if they really set our communities free to have school choice, parental choice,
uh-oh,
that it'd be game over. They wouldn't be able to control us. Yeah, because, but in Los Angeles County, for instance, the schools down there, I mean, blacks are failing at an alarming rate, at a heartbreaking rate, and Democrats are perfectly happy with how things are going. They just want to throw more money at it so they can...
But what yeah. Kool-Aid? What's the Kool-Aid involved here? Look, in D.C., I've followed this for years, and it makes people nuts because I'm actually a trustee on a public school board. And, you go to D.C. years and years ago when President Obama first got into office, D.C. had turned its school districts around, okay? They had more charter schools than they had public schools, and they had private schools and vouchers for everybody. And all of a sudden, the public schools had to compete. And the kids were doing better. Their grades were better. They came in. And somebody said, well, we can't have this. I don't know what this was, but we had to kill all of that. Same thing here in California. We got rid of the exit exam in high school because the kids couldn't pass it. And they were worried that the kids were freaking out about the pass that they had. So what? You're going to go through tests all your life. That's how you get paychecks and stuff and raises. But we're dumbing down society, and that's why they're getting away with what they're getting away with now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And then they've got an extra level of nefarious demonism they're including nowadays.
Yep.
And that is child sex grooming.
Oh.
They are teaching our kids at the level of kindergarten, first, second grade, about masturbation, about all kinds of stuff I don't want to get into. I mean, it's too gross, even for adults.
Oh, hey, listen, I've talked about it on the show, and I've even said, I'm reading this stuff, and I go, I can't clean this up for radio, so I'm just going to go over it. But, I mean, I've seen the illustrations in the books where they're showing parents having sex. They're showing the kids pleasuring themselves, same-sex couples having sex. Yeah. Why do kids K through 6 have to see any of that? Well, what is the possible reason for that?
Confusion. Because if they can, it's been a well-known fact that kids that experiment with sex early, there's a tendency for them to have some gender confusion or some sexual identity issues later. This is sort of a physical thing that was done. And so the reality is if you can confuse kids early, they will have no barriers, no moral code as it relates to any kind of sex, sexuality, or anything like that by the time that they're actually teenagers. And then every kind of perversion is open to them, and you're hoping that they basically, pivot into all kinds of crazy perversions at that time.
Yeah, it's
But that's the other reason why they don't want kids to be homeschooled. They need to keep kids in these public school curriculum where they can control the sexual appetite, which is child sex grooming. It is. There's no other way you can say it.
Kevin, we're up against it. Yeah. Got about 15 seconds. Let people know how they can find you, how they can help you out, that kind of thing.
Excellent. K.A. McGarry, McGary, at FDFCA, Frederick Douglass Foundation, California, .org.
Okay.
So you can get me, we can email, we can spend time, all kinds of... And, Joe, you can have me back. We'll talk about some other...
All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Smorgasbord of crazy stuff going on. We're going to deal with it all. We'll be right back.